Good evening. This is a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board, a meeting on the telephone around the country, Thursday, April 30th, and it is 5:35 p.m. I will ask Vice Chair Lydia Brezon to chair this meeting, and Lydia, it's yours.
Yes, okay. Thank you. And Madam Chair, first, can you call the roll to establish quorum?
You mean Madam Secretary.
Madam Secretary, sorry. Next time.
Ellen, KPFT. Agueta, KPFK. Sorry.
Presente.
Agueta, present. Burden, WBAI. Brezon, KPFK.
Here.
Is on here. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Here. Yeah.
Jim Brown, present. Steve Brown, WBAI. Cascade, KPFT.
Present.
Cascade, present. Coleman, WBAI. Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Diaz, present. Edward Seeker, KPFA.
Brian's here.
Edward Seeker, present. Fuentes, KPFA.
Present.
Fuentes, present. Kaufman, KPFK. Coburn, KPFA.
Sorry, here.
Kaufman, present. Coburn, KPFA. He's present. Lane Ewart.
Present.
Lane Ewart, present. Mark, KPFT.
Present.
Mark, present. Medina, KPFK.
Present.
Medina, present. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Norman, present. Robert Rabin, WVQR affiliate.
Present.
Rabin, present. Ryder, KPFT.
Hello.
Robert, we'll get back to you. Robert, WBAI.
Present.
Roberts, present. Tucker, WPFW.
Present.
Tucker, present. Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Wilkinson, present. Allen, KPFT.
Present.
Allen, present. Burden, WBAI.
Present.
Burden, present. Steve Brown, WBAI. Coleman, WBAI, will be late, I believe. And then Ryder, KPFT, who just joined.
This is Raul.
Raul.
Somebody just joined.
Raul just joined.
CFO.
Raul.
So I have
Did you get Teresa?
Yes.
19 present.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Secretary. And there was, I believe, one request for an excused tardy from Janet Coleman. I didn't see any other emails regarding asking for excused absence. Is that correct, Madam Secretary?
I have not.
Okay.
Brian here.
Thank you. Brian?
I move to excuse all absences.
Okay, is there any objection?
Can somebody second? Would somebody second that?
Margie seconds.
Okay, thank you. Okay, agenda approval.
Margie moves to approve the agenda.
Is there a second?
I have a second.
Okay, is there any objection? Okay, hearing no objection, the agenda is approved.
I object, number one, this is Kim.
And I believe George sent in several of his objections, and I think they should be considered, that this meeting is completely out of order according to Robert's Rules of Order. Shall I read what George sent to the committee?
Is George coming on the call? We have, we can certainly consider, I did read his email, and we can certainly consider it when we get to that item.
We are at that item where we're saying this whole proceeding is out of order.
Okay, so the ruling of the chair is that we will consider the objections to the item when we get to the item.
I object, Carolyn here. That's totally irregular.
Okay,
the item is on the table now.
Okay, thank you. The item has been noticed for some time now. It's been noticed for the public session.
Janet Kay, point of order.
Yes.
Aren't we talking about approving the agenda?
Yes, but my ruling is that it's in order. And I'm saying
are the objections to
the item.
Whole agenda or to the an item on the agenda?
To the item, I believe, correct?
To the item that George objected to, and I will
and therefore the agenda.
Objection, and I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay, thank you. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
No. We have discussion on it,
okay.
And I'm going to read my objections and the Robert's Rules of Order that George sent to this board demanding action about this. He said, in situations such as this, where the actions alleged occurred outside of the direct observation of the board members, Robert's Rules requires a trial with certain provisos for due process. One of these is that a committee be selected and empowered to investigate the situation. Quote, it is best that an individual member not prefer charges, even if he/she has proof of another's wrongdoing. If a member introduces a resolution preferring charges unsupported by an investigating committee's recommendation, another member should move to postpone this resolution indefinitely, saying that if the indefinite postponement is approved, he/she will move the appointment of such a committee. He says the purpose is to have some independent and collective judgment made as to the facts of the matter. In the absence of such a committee, it is essential that Kim's request be granted and that we have all had some time to weigh the significance of the facts presented to support the charges of which none has been. And he further says, I have just read the open agenda. Robert's Rules is quite clear that a trial of this sort must be done in executive session. Our bylaws are quite clear that we must follow Robert's Rules in the event that we don't have any superseding standing rules. There are none that I am aware of that apply in this case. Consideration of this motion in open session is therefore a violation of the bylaws. I request that the chair rule it out of order at the start of the meeting, as we cannot consider a motion, the mere consideration of which violates our bylaws or provide the standing rules that allows it. That is from George Ryder, the chair of the Governance Committee.
Okay,
point of information. I'm actually here now.
I'm sorry, excuse me. I forgot to identify the timekeepers for the speakers. Fabiana, are you going to?
Yes, I volunteer to keep the time in the speakers. It's 90 seconds.
Correct. And then may I have a speaker for the agenda item?
Jim Brown.
Brian.
Thank you.
Brian, go ahead.
No, Jim, are you?
I will happily bow out.
Oh, okay.
Jim, you
can take time for the items. Okay, so that was one against upholding the ruling of the chair, and I think that was Robert Mark.
Well, I want to have a point of information for the member that's making the motion.
Okay, please.
Is she objecting to item 3 of the agenda being on the agenda?
Yes. I am reading.
You didn't say that.
Okay.
I object to these proceedings, and items 1 and 2 have nothing to do with that.
Okay.
So if you don't specifically move that item 3 is out of order, I think that, you need to.
Okay. Thank you, Robert, that I stand corrected. And as I said, I am reading what George sent to
right.
the committee
thank,
earlier
thank
today
thank
about
you.
This item number 3.
Yes, that's correct.
And
okay, so
point of order.
Okay. I guess, Janet.
So was there a motion to approve the agenda?
Yes, there was.
And
by Brian and seconded by Benito. Thank
no, Margie made the motion.
Oh, sorry. Margie and then Benito seconded.
Thank you. Sorry.
Okay. now, is there anyone who wants to speak to upholding the ruling of the chair?
Point of information, George.
Okay, George.
What is the ruling of the chair and what was it about? I'm sorry, I got some difficulty getting online.
Okay, the ruling of the chair was that discussion as to this item would happen when we get to the item. But thank you. And so I'm saying it is in order to include it in the agenda as it was noted some time ago. Thank you. Is there anyone?
Brian here.
Brian?
Well, as I understand, there are two procedural objections. One is that this should be handled in executive session, and one is that it should be referred to an investigating committee. I think the appropriate time to make a motion to move it to executive session or to make a motion to move it to an investigating committee would be when we reach the item. It's not appropriate to submarine the agenda approval process.
Okay.
Just George.
I mean, You can vote to take it off the agenda, but it's not a vote. It's a vote. It's not a point of order.
Okay, thank you. And we can take one more comment.
This is George. I'd like to be on the stack for discussing that.
Okay. There's as we know, there's 2-4 and 2 against.
No.
It's our process on agenda approval, so you will be the second one against. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So the point of the second comment was that consideration of this in open session is a violation of Robert's rules. Robert's rules is very clear that any kind of trial of this sort should be in executive session. Brian has pointed out that we have a clause in our bylaws which say we should have open meetings except for personnel and various other things which are legal issues that we do not want to be discussing in public. It isn't clear to me whether personnel, let's say that personnel only means hired personnel. The reason for that is to protect the people from allegations which may or may not be correct, and to protect the foundation from suits for libel or for defamation of character. All very good reasons when you're dealing with someone's life and behavior to do it in executive session. It seems to me that the bylaws do not trump Robert's rules in this case. The reasons for doing it are clear.
Mm-hmm.
The specific wasn't mentioned in the bylaws of just exactly how should you conduct a hearing to remove a director. Is perhaps an oversight, but I don't think it supersedes the general rule that we should abide by Rob's rules whenever the bylaws are silent on it.
Okay, thank you. And just to clarify, my ruling was only about the agenda, not in terms of the essence and the substance of the arguments that I believe belong at the time the agenda item number 3 come up. I will rule at that point on those items. Thank you. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Sorry, this is the
uphold the chair. A vote yes upholds the ruling of the chair that item 3 remains on the agenda. Thank you.
Alan, KPFC.
Alan says nay to the ruling of the chair.
Alan votes no. Argueta, KPFK. Sorry?
Yes, to uphold the chair.
Argueta votes yes. Burden, WBAI.
No, Burden votes no.
Burden votes no. Vazan, I'm sorry. Okay. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Votes yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown, WBAI. Cassie Dave, KPFT.
Yes.
Cassie Dave votes yes. Coleman, WBAI. Diaz, WBSW. Diaz votes yes. Edward Seeker, KPFA.
Yes.
Edward Seeker votes yes. Fuentes, KPFA. Fuentes. Kaufman, KPFK.
No.
Kaufman votes no. Coglin, KPFA, votes yes. And Lane Ewart, KFAI affiliate. Lane Ewart.
I vote no.
Lane Ewart votes no. Mark, KPFT.
Mark votes no.
Mark votes no. Medina, KPFK.
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman, WPFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin, WBQR affiliate.
Yes.
Rabin votes yes. Ryder, KPFT.
No.
Ryder votes no. Roberts, WBAI.
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker, WPFW.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Steve Brown. Coleman. Fuentes. One moment. I have 12 yes, 6 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Suzanne votes yes, so that's 13-6. The ruling of the chair is maintained.
Thank you. Okay.
Kim?
Yes?
I have an amendment.
An amendment to what? There's nothing on the floor right now.
To the agenda.
Oh, to the agenda. Okay.
Hi, Steve Brown here. Sorry to be late. I was in trial.
I would like to... Two things. We have not received the closed session agenda. I'd like that sent out, and I would like the vote to be in open session. And also, I would like to extend the response. I would like to include 30 minutes for witnesses on my behalf. And I'd like two things. I want the vote in open session and the agenda to be sent out for closed session and to have a time for witnesses, 30 minutes.
Okay, if I may. So you want this, but you want the 30 minutes for witnesses in open session?
Yes. I want the whole thing in open session. If you're going to insist that this needs to go forward, and
we don't know. We're not discussing the item.
That's okay. If it's going well, Lydia, let me finish.
No,
It should have been removed. You want an added item
that says witnesses 30 seconds. 30
minutes. This should have been removed from open session. If you want to revise it when we get there. In the meantime, since it has not been removed, if it is going to go forward, I want to add 30 minutes for witnesses, I want the vote in public, and I want the closed session agenda sent out right now.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second that, Alan.
Okay.
Order. Brian.
Brian.
We're not discussing the closed session agenda. We're discussing the public session agenda.
We're discussing a move.
They can't be in the same motion.
That's ridiculous.
Point of information?
Yes, Teresa.
I don't mind separating this, but shouldn't we have the agenda for the executive session now?
Okay. If you had read the meeting having been posted, it was, in the event we need an executive session for item 3,
then that's what it would be utilized for. There is no other business. Okay. Thank
you. This is Kim.
And
this is Kim.
Okay, Kim.
Let me be clear. Then I want this whole thing to be in public sense.
Okay. So,
including the vote.
Okay. Madam Secretary, would you...
Call of order.
Yes?
Or point of information, rather. I didn't hear a second. Who seconded?
Teresa Allen.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
I'm sorry, I don't understand what we're voting on. My understanding that we're dealing with the approval of the agenda, and so...
She's adding 30 minutes for witnesses in public session. She wants the whole thing in public session.
And she wants the vote in open session.
That's correct.
But the issue of the agenda for executive session...
It's out of order, but... rather than have a separate vote, let's just take a vote.
Point of order.
Yes.
The question about whether it should be an open session or not is not up to Kim. That's the position of the body. That shouldn't be putting up for a vote now. We can consider that, as you suggested, we ought to when we get to that item. But we can certainly amend the procedures to add 30 minutes of time. That's the only part of the motion, I think, that's actually viable for witnesses. And I would ask where she would like that to go on the agenda before we actually do the vote. But certainly
okay.
We can't vote
okay,
on whether...
Thank you, Kim.
...on the open agenda.
Yeah. Well, I would like it after my response. And...
okay.
Robert's let me please motivate. My Robert's rules does say that you get to have witnesses, and so I have some witnesses.
Okay, that's fine. And may we please, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Madam Chair, I have a point of information.
Yes, Teresa.
Is it not your understanding that if we have an item on the agenda and we take a and it's an open session, that the vote would also be an open session?
Yes.
Okay.
Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Okay. It's my understanding I'm calling the roll to add 30 minutes for witnesses after response by Kim Kaufman or designee in the bullet list.
Thank you.
And that the vote will be in open session? Is
yes.
that also?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Alan, KPFT.
Alan says yes.
Alan votes yes. Al Gweda, KPFK.
No.
Agueda votes no. Burden, WBAI?
Burden votes yes.
Burden votes yes. Jim Brown, WPFW?
Jim Brown votes no.
Jim Brown votes no. Steve Brown, WBAI?
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Castanave, KPFT?
No.
Castanave votes no. Coleman, WBAI? Diaz, WPFW? Edwards Teekert, KPFA.
Yes.
Edwards Teekert votes yes. Fuentes, KPFA.
Jose Luis, Jose
yes,
Luis Fuentes, no. No.
Fuentes votes no. Kaufman, KPFK. Kaufman, KPFK. Coburn, KPFA.
I vote yes on my amendment.
Kaufman votes yes. And Coburn abstains. And Lane Newark, KFAI affiliate.
Votes yes.
Lane Newark votes yes. Mark, KPFT.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina, KPFK.
No.
Medina votes no. Norman, WPFW.
No.
Norman votes no. Rabin, WBQR affiliate. Ryder, KPFT.
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts, WBAI. Tucker, WPFW.
No.
Tucker votes no. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Abstain.
Wilkinson abstains. Going back. Coleman. Diaz, WPFW. Siegel, I'm sorry, Rabin, Robert Rabin.
No.
Rabin votes no. Roberts, WDAI.
Abstain.
Roberts abstains. Okay, one moment.
Point of information before you call the vote. Chair?
Go ahead.
I didn't hear Tony Norman. Was he called? I didn't hear him called.
Yes, he was. Okay. He voted no.
Yeah, hello?
No problem. Thank you.
Hello?
Who is that?
Benito.
Okay.
I don't think you got my vote. You was muted.
Couldn't hear you.
I don't realize I'm muted.
How do you vote?
So no.
Diaz votes no. Okay, I have 8 yes, 9 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Rezan votes no. That's 8 yes, 10 no, 3 abstentions. So this fails.
Okay. So
Brenda, go ahead. I have a time on the agenda item.
Okay, thank you. Let's vote on the agenda. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
One moment, sorry. So no, no
agenda.
Sorry.
Information.
Who is that?
There you go. I'm just trying to be clear. What are we voting on?
The agenda.
Okay. Right.
And this is the agenda that has not been amended, right? It's the original draft agenda.
That's correct.
Alan, KPFT.
Alan says yes.
Alan votes yes. Argueta, KPFK. Burden, WBAI.
Burden votes no.
Burden votes no. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown, WBAI.
I'm sorry, what are we voting on now?
The agenda. Approval.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Cascade, KPFT.
Yes.
Cascade votes yes. Coleman. Diaz, WPFW. Diaz votes yes. Edwards, Tupic, KPFA.
Yes.
Edwards, Tupic votes yes. Fuentes, KPFA.
I'm in a bad reception area, but yes, I get dropped off the
Fuentes
call.
Fuentes votes yes. We heard you well. Kaufman, KPFK.
No.
Kaufman votes no. Coburn, KPFA votes yes. Lane Hewitt, KFAI affiliate.
Yes.
Lane Hewitt votes yes. Mark, KPFT.
I think he said my name. Mark votes no.
Mark votes no. Medina, KPFK.
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman, WPFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. for being WBQR affiliate?
Yes.
For being both, yes. Writer KPFT?
Abstain.
Writer abstains. Roberts WBAI?
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker WPFW?
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson KPFA?
Yes. Madam Chair,
wait one minute.
Madam Chair, before the votes are tallied, I would like.
I'm not
Alan,
done
like
yet.
A,
I'm not done
wait,
yet.
Wait.
Madam Secretary, please. Teresa?
I would like to change my vote to no.
Alan votes no. Okay. Agueta, KPFK.
Yes.
Agueta votes yes. One moment. I have 15 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Bazan votes yes. 16 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. The agenda
I'm sorry. Madam Chair?
Yes.
May I hear the no's? Because I have only 3. I'm sorry.
I have Alan, Burden, Kaufman, and Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Next item is minutes approval, Madam Secretary.
Yes, I sent the minutes for the April 9th meeting, the draft minutes.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. This is Brenda.
Who's seconding? Brenda? Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And any objections?
Carolyn objects. I haven't had enough time to read them, and I do wish the minutes would come out a little bit earlier. I know it's difficult to get them out, but it's even harder for all of us to read them on the fly and then approve them without having read them. So I would object and move to postpone the minutes until the next meeting. Thank you.
Okay, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
I believe the minutes were sent.
That was a motion.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
May I clarify when the minutes were sent?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
If you have it handy, if it's take time.
They were sent on April 27th.
Yeah. Thank you. Now, will you call the roll, please?
3 days ago. Okay. One moment. Alan, KPFT.
Alan abstains.
Alan abstains. Agueta, KPFK.
Excuse me, where are we voting now?
Approving the minutes.
Oh, okay, yes.
Madam Chair, you didn't ask for a second.
I did. Yes. Oh, for your second? For your motion?
Right.
Was there a second for Carolyn's motion?
I'm sorry, what motion was that?
The motion to postpone approval of the minutes until the next meeting.
That's correct. I needed a second for her motion. Okay. Hello? Who seconded?
Kim.
Okay. So let's start again. Okay. So this is a motion to postpone. So this motion.
Approval of the.
Of the minute.
April 9th.
That's
minute.
Correct. Okay. Please call the roll starting in, please.
Okay. Alan, KPFT.
And this is for the move to postpone?
That's correct.
I'm going to say abstain.
Alan abstains. Agueta, KPFK.
Yes.
Agueta passes. Burden, WBAI.
Yes, to abstain.
Burden votes yes.
To postpone. Thank you.
Yes. Jim Brown, WPFW.
I vote no.
Jim Brown votes no. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Castanade, KPFT.
No.
Castanade votes no. Coleman. Diaz, WPFW.
no.
Yes, votes no. Edward Tikus, KPFA?
No.
Edward Tikus votes no. Fuentes, KPFA?
Go ahead.
Kaufman, KPFK?
Yes.
Kaufman votes yes. Coben, KPFA votes no. Lane Ewart, KFAI affiliate? Mark, KPFT. Medina, KPFK.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina, KPFK.
No.
Medina votes no. Norman, WPFW.
No.
Norman votes no. Siegel, Rabin, Siegel, WBQR affiliate.
No.
Rabin votes no. Leiter, KPFT.
Abstain.
Leiter abstains. Roberts, WBAI.
No.
Sorry?
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker, WCFW.
No.
Tucker votes no. Wilkinson, KPFA.
No.
Wilkinson votes no. Fuentes, KPFA?
He just texted me. He's in a dead zone. He'll call.
All right. Lane Ewart. We vote Lane Ewart.
Argueta?
Oh, sorry. Argueta.
Yeah, no.
Sorry?
No.
Argueta votes no. Okay, let me count. Somebody needs to mute. Okay, I have 4 yes, 12 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Razan votes no. 4 yes, 13 no, 2 abstentions. It fails. Chair?
Move to approve the minutes?
Yes, please. Madam Secretary, please call the vote to approve the minutes
okay.
of April 9th.
Allen, KPFT.
This is to approve the minutes. I abstain.
Allen abstained. Argueta, KPFK. Argueta. Burden, WBAI.
Burden votes no.
Burden votes no. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown, WBAI.
No.
Steve Brown votes no. Kathmade, KPFT.
Yes.
Kathmade votes yes. Coleman. Diaz, WPFW.
Aye, aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edward Tikus, KPFA.
Yes.
Edward Tikus votes yes. Fuentes, KPFA. Kaufman, KPFK.
Abstain.
Kaufman abstains. Coburn, KPFA votes yes. Lane Ewart, KPFAI affiliate. Lane Ewart? I'm not here. Can you try one more time? All right. Mark, we'll come back. Mark, KPFT.
No, I'm sorry, I have to abstain because I can't find him.
Mark abstains. Medina, KPFK.
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman, WPFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin, WBQR affiliate.
Yeah.
Rabin votes yes. Ryder, KPFC.
Abstain.
Ryder abstains. Roberts, WBAI.
Abstain.
Roberts abstains. Tucker, WPFW.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Agueta, KPFK. And, moment. Sorry?
Yes.
Agueta votes yes. Lane Ewers?
I'm sorry, I lost track of the vote, of the reason for the vote.
This is to approve the April 9th minute.
Oh, I'm sorry, I have to abstain. I was absent.
Lane Ewers abstained. Okay, one moment. I have 11 yes, 2 no, 6 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Don votes yes. I have 12 yes, 2 no, 6 abstentions.
How many abstentions?
6.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to the next item. PMB officers announcement of PMB chair election results. Madam Secretary.
Okay, one moment, please. Okay. So 21 directors sent in their ballots to Terry Goodman, John Gary III, and Michelle Mosley. The ballots were opened on Sunday, April 26th, at the Peace Center in Los Angeles in front of witnesses. The vote count was tallied and finalized by the teller, Terry Goodman. And based on his report, Lydia Brazan was elected the new PNB chair with a threshold of 11 votes to win. Lydia Brazan received 14 first-choice votes, George Ryder 6, and Janice Lane Stewart 1 write-in. Lydia Brazan will assume her responsibilities as the new PNB chair as of May 11th.
Thank you. And Madam Secretary, for item B, the nominations for vice chair, have you received any by email?
Okay, so let me just say that per the April 9th motion, this is for the public, in the event that the current vice chair is nominated and then elected as chair, which happened, nominations for vice chair shall open on Monday, April 27th to May 1st. A call for vice chair nominations was sent by myself, Foundation Secretary, on April 27th via email to PNB directors. Per the April 9th motion, nominations may be made at a PNB meeting or by email. Thus far, one director was nominated by email, Tony Norman. The deadline for nominations is tomorrow. Ballots will be sent out on Saturday. And note that balloting will end Friday, May 8th. Ballots will be tallied on May 10th. And the newly elected vice chair will assume his or her responsibilities as of May 11th.
This is Margie.
Okay. Yes, Margie?
I want to second the nomination of Tony Norman.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other nominations?
Point of order, Ms. Dent?
Yes. What?
It's my understanding that seconds are not needed for...
Yes, but they also don't hurt. So, are there any other nominations?
Madam Chair.
Yes. Teresa.
Alan would like to nominate George Ryder.
Okay. George, do you accept the nomination?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second, even though it's not needed?
Madam Chair, this is Janice Lane-Ewert. I second as well.
Thank you very much. Okay, so we have Tony Norman and George Ryder. And close of nominations is when, Janet?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you very much. And so now we're going to move on to item 3. And the special order of business is a motion to remove PMB Director Peter Kaufman. And Kim? Kim, are you on the line?
Personal privilege. Can everybody mute who's
yes,
not
sorry.
Speaking?
Yes, I'm sorry. I meant to bring that to people's attention. Can everybody mute their phones? There's a lot of static and background noise.
and it's hard to hear. Kim, are you on the line?
Yes.
Except for Kim. Okay. So, Kim, would you like this item to be considered in executive session?
It's too late for that, Lydia.
No,
it isn't. You have publicly accused me with no evidence of anything, and it's too late for it. This should be referred in the way that George suggested, to a committee with evidence, with real allegations.
Okay. So, Kim, so you do not wish to adjourn to executive session, is that correct?
Excuse me?
You do not wish for us to adjourn to executive session?
It's too late for that, Lydia. You've already publicly accused me with no evidence of anything.
Okay.
It should be referred to a committee and dealt with in the way that our bylaws suggest under Robert's Rules of Order for these kinds of proceedings.
Okay. So you do not wish for this to be held in executive session, for us to adjourn to executive session.
I will repeat myself.
No,
it needs
that's all right.
to comply with Robert's Rules of Order, Lydia.
Yes,
Thank you.
To a committee.
Okay.
Carolyn, to be recognized.
Thank you. Okay. So there needs to be a motion
please.
On the floor at this juncture. So
Point of procedure.
Carolyn to be recognized.
This is Brenda.
Please.
Okay, Brenda.
Carolyn to be recognized.
So the way that
please.
I'm sorry, Ms. Burden.
Okay.
The way the agenda reads is that for this agenda item, I'm going to be reading the motion.
That's correct. So,
but if Ms. Burden has something pressing.
This is Kim.
Okay, we're going to get a motion on the floor, and then people can...
I'm waiting to be recognized by the chair. Yeah. I have to be recognized.
But what is? Are you making a point of order, or you have a question?
I am seconding Kim's motion.
I'm sorry, Chair. This is Brenda again. It's not a motion.
Okay, thank you.
And it was dealt with during the agenda approval.
This is Kim.
Okay, wait.
I'd like to be recognized, please.
Kim?
I move that this be referred... as prescribed in Robert's rule, that a committee be formed and try and find some evidence for these allegations. There
Thank
is
you.
None.
Okay. Is there a second?
A second. Carolyn seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carolyn seconds.
Order. Brian.
Brian?
A motion to form a committee has to specify the number of seats and the manner of their appointment.
Kim?
Per Robert's rules.
Kim, do you have a recommended number of committee members?
We can decide that after we form a committee. Okay, I'll make 2 from each station, 10. Well.
Okay, thank you. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Point of order.
Okay. Point of order is from who?
Margie.
What?
And point of information from Janice.
Okay, Margie.
Okay. So it's my understanding that the number of committee members has been established, but how they are appointed was not covered, and that has to be part of the motion.
Okay.
It's actually by our bylaws. It would be by STV.
Oh, okay. But from where? From whom? She said...
Well, we'd take 2 from each station. We'd need separate nominations from each station.
Right.
And then an STV election for each station.
Okay. Janice Ewart had a question.
Yeah, point of information. Do the bylaws remove affiliates from serving on the aforementioned committee?
They don't, but the motion does.
No, it does not.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Kim, and I'd like to amend my motion.
Okay.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Okay. Okay, Janet, what is your question?
Well, I was going to ask for some kind of a date. Committee be formed by
the
date.
Yeah, I don't know that that's required in Roberts. Brian can comment on that while Kim has a comment.
I would like to revise this to be 5 members, which will make it easier, and affiliates will be included, and it will be by STV vote.
Okay, thank you. And can you please send that in writing as well so everybody's clear what we're voting on? And
Janet Kay, point of information?
Yes, Janet.
5 members, I don't understand. 5, what, who are the members? Are they
directly? One from each station, affiliates qualify as well.
PNB members.
More than
and
STV. 5.
These are all PNB members and by STV vote.
So this
call the roll.
This would add 5 members?
No.
To the
5 instead of
station?
10. 5 instead of 10.
Excuse me.
Point of information.
5 members plus 1 affiliate? Is that? I don't understand.
Kim, did you want 1 or 2 affiliates?
Neither. I want them to be included in STV voting. They will not be excluded.
Point of information.
No.
Carolyn here.
Information?
No, in the membership, how many is the total for your committee? 5 or 7?
Okay, let's... does anybody have a suggestion?
Alan has a suggestion.
I suggest you submit your motion in writing so we don't have this confusion.
Yeah, this is Margie.
Margie.
Oh, it's all right. Never mind. I'll wait.
Alan has a suggestion.
Yes.
That you say 5 members, including...
Janet Coleman is on the
including
phone.
LSB and affiliate directors.
LSB directors, there's no such thing.
Well,
what
station,
are you about?
Station directors or affiliate directors.
Okay.
You mean?
But how many in total, Teresa?
5 total, and they can either be from stations or they can be from affiliates.
So it doesn't require 1 per station.
No.
Correct. Okay.
Brian?
Brian?
I move to table this motion until it's presented to the board in writing.
Second?
It's on the way, Brian. It is out there.
Yeah, is everyone clear on it? Let's just take a vote.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Point of order.
Thank you.
Yes?
Can you review, please, for the new people?
What about... discussion or motivation or yeah.
It doesn't have
this
to be.
Emotion,
I mean, nobody else is on the stack. Please call the roll.
No, excuse me. I'd like to motivate my motion.
Okay, then motivate it.
It's not in front of us.
Point of information.
Yes, Adriana.
If we don't have at least a full motion, different motion that I have, if the members want something to be considered, please send it in writing.
That's correct. Meanwhile, she can motivate the motion. Kim, motivate the motion, please.
Well, this complies with Robert's rules of order that there needs to be charges when you're making allegations, and there have been no charges put forth. No evidence of anything regarding any of my actions. So this needs to be determined before it becomes a public trial.
Brian here.
Brian.
Anybody object to following Robert's rules?
Brian, I would like to speak.
Yes, I said Brian.
Robert's rules, current edition, page 649, beginning on line 23, makes it quite clear that the body has a choice between holding a trial before the full body or sending it to committee. It says, quote, charges must be preferred in a formal trial held before the assembly of the society or before a committee. In this case, evidence was sent out by Margie Wilkinson to the full board on March 9th in the form of an email from Kim Kaufman herself. Formal notice of the charges and specification was sent to Kim Kaufman 30 days before this meeting. Because all the evidence is writing and already before the board, I don't see the point in sending it to committee. This is not like something about members who got into a brawl outside of a meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Carolyn,
point of order.
Is there a stack?
Way of order.
Okay. Wait, I hear Carolyn. Go ahead, Carolyn.
No, I'll defer to Kim, after Kim. Thank you.
Brian, there is no evidence of any wrongdoing. Here's an email. There is no evidence of any wrongdoing.
Okay. Timekeepers, where are we in the sum total of the item? Hello?
Lydia, I didn't know when to start the clock because the first item we have is Brenda reading the charges, which she hasn't gotten a chance to do yet.
But the full item is only for 50 minutes. But
exactly, and we're at 40 now.
Okay, thank you. In 10 minutes, we're calling...
No, we've spent 40 minutes.
No, we've been going 10 minutes on this item already.
That's an, okay, so we have 40 minutes. Okay.
Is there a stack...
Is that Janet C. and Carolyn? And
yeah, Carolyn first.
Okay, Carolyn, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the point is well taken that there were no charges. I don't know, Brian referred to an email by Margie. I don't recall. There are certainly no charges there. This is a very irregular proceeding and really a kangaroo court, if I may say so. But if we're going ahead with this, we need to have... charges, and we need to have a committee, and we need to have it well formed and not in sabotage by people trying to subvert the process and Robert's rules.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Janet C.?
Yeah, I think that this little witch hunt, which is taking priority over the possible dissolution or inability to get on the airwaves of WBAI, one of our major properties, is a scandal. It really is that we have so diverted our activities into hunting down the only person here who has insisted, who has read in the margins every number, who has questioned the audit, who has questioned our budget, our lack of them, and you're the person that's the person that this body would choose to assassinate? What is this?
Thank you. Kim?
What?
I thought you wanted to be on the stack again. You asked to be on the stack. If not, we'll move on.
Well, there are times delineated in this agenda. Are you saying that you're going to ignore the agenda?
No, I'm not. No. Go ahead, please. Do you have a comment on the motion? We're going to vote on your motion.
Okay. I don't know why you're calling on me.
Okay, that's fine. Let's move on.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Janice Wayne Newark. There is often an opportunity for two people to motivate a motion. Was there a call for a second?
I asked for a stack, and, I mean, there was a stack. Did you want to be on the stack?
Yes, please. I'm
sorry.
Okay.
Then please speak.
Janice, take point of personal privilege.
Okay,
Would everybody who is not speaking please mute? Thank you.
This is Robert Mark. I have a point of order.
Okay.
The agenda that we approved says that we adjourn at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It is now 9:33 p.m. Eastern Time. Something needs to be done about that.
That's correct. Somebody would need to extend.
Madam Chair, I ask that we extend the meeting for an additional 20 minutes.
This is Kim. I move to adjourn. I move to adjourn right now and to not have this ridiculousness.
I will say
there is a motion on the floor from Janice Lane Ewart to extend time. If we adjourn, we take a vote on... Is there a motion to extend time?
Janice made a motion to extend for 20 minutes.
And I made a motion to adjourn.
And I seconded the motion.
Okay.
A motion to adjourn must be voted on. A motion to adjourn must be voted on when it's made.
Right, but
Kim didn't have the floor.
Was first.
No, there was no second to that first. I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but There was no second to that until after the motion to adjourn.
Okay, well,
so the motion to adjourn takes precedence.
Okay. Let's take a vote on the motion to adjourn.
I'm sorry. This was Kim's motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Well, and it was seconded by whom?
Carolyn Bergman.
I thought it was Carolyn.
Okay. Alan, KPFT. Agueta, KPFK.
No.
Agueta votes no. Burden, WBAI.
Yes.
Burden votes yes. Jim Brown, WPFW.
No.
Jim Brown votes no. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Cascade, KPFT.
No.
I'm sorry? Castanet?
I say no.
Castanet votes no. Coleman,
yes.
WBAI.
Yes.
Coleman
yes.
votes yes. Diaz, WPFW.
No.
Diaz votes no. Edward Tickert, KPFA.
No.
Edward Tickert votes no. Fuentes, KPFA. Okay. Kaufman, KPFK.
Yes.
Kaufman votes yes. Coburn abstains. Lane Ewart, KFAI affiliate.
Janice votes yes.
Lane Ewart votes yes. Mark, KPFT.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Martina, KPFK. Medina?
I vote no to agenda.
Medina votes no. Norman, WPFW?
No.
Norman votes no. Rabin, WVQR affiliate?
No.
Rabin votes no. Ryder, KPFT?
Abstain.
Ryder abstains. Roberts, WBAI?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker, WPFW?
No.
Tucker votes no. Wilkinson, KPFA?
No.
Wilkinson votes no. Allen, KPFT? Allen?
I'm sorry, Allen abstained.
Allen abstained.
Jose Luis, I got dropped off, sorry.
Okay, so your vote?
And this is
adjourning?
No.
Quintus votes no. Okay, let me count. This requires a two-thirds, correct?
No, adjourning is simple majority.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't bring change. And then my
Jose Luis, please mute.
I'd like to change my vote to yes. This is George.
George changes to yes. One moment. Okay, I have 7 yes, 12 no, 2 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Fazan votes no. So 7 yes. 13 no, 2 abstentions to fail.
Madam Chair, this is Brian.
Yes, Brian.
I move to continue this item to the executive session we have scheduled for this hour.
Second.
Point
of order. I think to go into executive session, a reason for executive session ought to be given.
I believe a full airing of the charges will require discussing personnel and legal matters.
Alan for the stack. Alan for the
Carolyn.
Stack.
And Carolyn for the stack.
Okay. Who was the first one?
Teresa? Alan.
Alan and then Burden.
Can I be on
I think it's stack. Am I on the stack?
Hello?
Hello? Alan? I'm waiting for Teresa to speak.
I would.
I'm waiting for a ruling.
I agree with Robert Mark. I think there has to be a ruling. I think that if we intended to have
the
trial.
I need
trial,
to hear the rationale, for the objection to the rationale.
What is the rationale?
Brian just articulated. Hello, Teresa, what was your objection?
My objection is that we have not given notice that we're going to have this witch hunt in executive session.
That's what was posted for executive session.
Point of order.
Point of order, this is Kim.
Okay, Kim.
This was listed in open session. The agenda is in open session.
And in executive session.
No, there has been no agenda sent out for closed session.
Madam Secretary?
There has been no agenda sent out.
Kim, the Secretary has the floor. Madam Secretary?
Yes.
Can you please comment as to the posting for the executive session? And
Burden is on the sec, please.
Okay, thank you. Madam Secretary.
Robert Mark for the sec, please.
Okay, Madam Secretary.
Both the open session and an executive session were posted for notice on the KPFTX.org calendar at the same time.
Point of information.
We marched on March 27th. The purpose was the same for both.
Point of information.
Thank you. And who is that?
Point of order.
The burden is on us, Jack.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, first of all, there are a couple of things whether we adjourn to executive session.
Point of order.
Okay, go ahead.
We have a motion on the floor that's being seconded to adjourn to executive session.
That's correct. Okay, so I'm going to rule that
point
we
of order.
Take it. We're going to. Who is
point
this?
Of order.
Who is the point of order?
This is Kim.
Okay.
First of all, I have a point of information, which you didn't recognize me. Was an agenda sent out for the closed session, Ms. Secretary?
It was the item that was posted and announced on KPFTX.
What's
which
an
is
agenda
the purpose
sent
of it.
Out?
That is the agenda. Thank
what
you.
What is was an agenda sent
that,
out?
That
for
is
closed
the
session?
Agenda, and there is no agenda until the meeting convenes and approves one.
No.
There is no requirement to have an advanced draft agenda, but thank you very much. Okay, so the chair is
ruling. The chair is ruling that we can adjourn to executive session.
Point of order.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay.
Point of order.
Point of order. Okay, Kim.
Point of order by Burden. Thank you.
Point of order.
Challenge of the ruling of the chair by Mark.
Thank
and
you.
Point of order.
Yes, Kim.
We are 15 minutes over the time for adjournment. No new motions can be made, so Brian's motion is invalid.
Brian, would you care to comment?
Correct. The meeting had not been adjourned when I made my motion.
It was
a motion to adjourn to executive session.
It was 15 minutes after the end of
the
meeting, and there was
Kim. Right now, it's only 12 minutes after the end of our meeting.
I have 6:45.
And the meeting had not been adjourned.
Very
grasping
at
straws here.
It is over the time, and
we need to
talk about this.
Let's take a vote, please.
Madam Chair, I would
this
like
is to uphold the chair
Madam,
that we would adjourn.
Madam
to
Chair, I would like to motivate
yes.
my
Madam
objection.
Chair, Madam Chair, I need to be recognized. Burden here, you cannot simply
okay,
call
Harold Burden
ruling.
And then Robert
order.
Mark.
And then,
I really get to the steamrolling of the chair, and I would like to call the chair to be really out of order and make a motion that the chair be censured for her excessive zeal in silencing people who wish to be recognized. The point of order is really important, and you need to recognize people who call points of order. But the question of you cannot notice the same item on both the executive session and the open session and then assume that you can do either one. This was announced in open session.
And therefore, it's an open session issue. You can't revert to a closed session simply to hide what you're going to do, which is totally irregular.
Okay.
This is an open session, and
okay.
I think Kim is correct. She needs a trial, an open session, and open session procedure. And I'd like to hear from George Reuter and other people who have some
sense of... Okay, thank you. Robert Mark,
Janet K., point of order. Janet K., point of order.
Okay, everybody, please be quiet. Robert Mark made a motion to oppose the ruling of the chair. Who seconded it? Everybody was screaming at the same time.
Jose Luis just got dropped off back on.
Who seconded Robert Mark's motion to oppose...
Janice Lane Ewart.
Thank you. Okay, Madam Secretary, would you take the roll?
Can Mr. Mark please speak as he has asked to speak?
Robert,
that's correct. Before we take the roll...
First of all, I have a point of information.
Yes, of course.
I challenged the ruling of the chair that we could adjourn and go into a closed session.
That's correct.
Then a point of order was made that no new motion could be made after the time allotted for the meeting. And I don't know that I heard a ruling to that, but I think that takes precedent over me motivating my objection to the previous ruling of the chair. So somebody needs to sort that out.
Okay, Brian, you started making... Brian?
The meeting had not been adjourned. The procedure under Roberts when you reach the time limit is that the meeting continues until the chair calls the meeting adjourned or someone moves the orders of the day.
Point of order.
And Benito, point of order.
Okay, Benito has been trying to get on for some time. Go ahead, and then Janet. I'm sorry, who was the other person? Janet K? Oh, Janet K, sorry. No, Janet K had a point of order.
No, that's taken care of already.
Okay,
it was
thank
for
you.
A second.
Okay, Benito, are you adding yourself to the stack, or do you have a point of order? What is?
No, I have a point of order.
A point of what?
Point of order.
I can't understand you. I'm sorry. A point of order. Okay, what is it?
Yeah, that approximately 9:28, Janice Lane Ewart made a motion to extend 20 minutes. I seconded the motion, and it was after that when Goodman came.
Wait.
Somebody got some music going on. Somebody got some music going on. So it was after that
when
made the motion to adjourn. So anyway, the point is that all of this was done before 9:30.
Okay. Information, Madam Chair?
Yes, Adriana.
So I guess to complete my thought, I guess, is that if we had gotten an opportunity to vote on Janice's motion, which was done in time, then we could have decided whether or not we would proceed that way or then move to executive session, whatever.
Okay, but that wasn't the basis of the rationale by Brian. It was because of the material.
No, I agree.
So...
I'm just saying that it was not all of this.
This is George.
Go ahead, George.
Benito's correct. There was a motion made and seconded. And after that, Kim made a motion to adjourn, which failed.
Mm-hmm.
So what should be on the floor before we go any further is Janice's motion to extend time.
Okay. Madam Secretary?
Point of information?
One moment.
I'm sorry. Point of information?
Adriana.
Yes, it's more. She said 20 minutes and we are at 19 voting. What is that? This more than wasting time?
No, it would.
Yeah.
Okay, it would add. No, it would add. It's not. Wouldn't be retroactive. My understanding is it would be 20 minutes going forward after the vote.
Okay. Point of order.
Yes, ma'am.
Point of order?
Yes, ma'am.
The meeting expired 20 minutes ago.
Okay. We've already dealt with that issue. And Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Alan, KPFT.
I'm sorry. What are we voting on?
Whether to extend 20 minutes for open session.
Alan will say yes.
Alan votes yes. Agueta, KPFK. Burden, WBAI. Go ahead. Agueta?
No.
I'm sorry, I can't. Repeat, please.
Okay, I'm going to pass now.
Agueta passes. Burden, WBAI.
I'm going to pass, but I would appreciate it if the Secretary could state very clearly what it is we're voting on before we start the roll call.
Extending,
the woman I'm passing,
extending for 20 minutes. We're voting
thank
to
you.
Extend 20 minutes. Okay. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown, WBAI.
No.
Steve Brown votes no. Kathleen, KPFT.
I need to dial it in.
Jose Luis, please mute.
Sorry.
Please mute.
But unmute. Everybody mute until your name is called or right before. It's
okay.
The same roll call. It's on your agenda. It's that order.
Kath Nays, KPFT. Pass? Kath Nays passes. Coleman, WBAI. Diaz, WPFW.
Aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edward Stickert, KPFA.
Yes.
Edward Stickert votes yes. Fuentes, KPFA.
Now I can speak. Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Kalkin, KPFK.
No.
Kalkin votes no. Coburn, KPFA votes yes. Lane Ewart, KFIAI affiliate.
Yes.
Lane Ewart votes yes. Mark, KPFT.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina, KPFK. Norman, WPFW.
Yes, I'm sorry, my phone went in. What are we voting on again?
Okay, can you wait? Your name will be called and I'll tell you. Norman, WPFW. Oh, I'm sorry, Norman. We're voting to extend 20 minutes. We're voting to extend 20 minutes.
Okay, yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin, WBQR affiliate. Ryder, KPFT.
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts, WBAI.
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker, WPFW.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Going back, Greta, you passed.
Yes.
Greta votes yes. Burden, WBAI.
Votes no.
Burden votes no. Castanets, KPFT.
Abstain.
Castanets abstains. Coleman, WBAI. Medina, KPFK. Rabin Siegel, WBQR affiliate. Rabin? Okay, let me count. I have 14 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
Lazan votes yes. That's 15-3-1. This passes.
Okay.
Janice Lane, you were to the stack.
Janice.
Thank you, Madam
Order,
Chair.
Brian.
Brian.
The agenda item is reading of the charges by Brenda Medina.
Okay, let me entertain Janice's question first, please.
Point of order, this is Kim.
Okay, Kim.
I believe my motion to
form a committee comes first.
Okay. Let's take a vote on forming the committee. But Janice, what did you have to say?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was going to point out that the last action for which I asked to extend time was to continue with the voting for the formation of the committee.
Okay. Which was previously discussed, Madam Chair. It was seconded by Carolyn, I believe.
Point of information?
Yes.
Just George?
Yes, George.
Is there any other evidence to be presented other than the email that was sent by Margie on March 9th?
Well, we'll have to wait and see, won't we?
No, we won't.
Well, that was the point of having a committee was to...
Hello?
Investigate...
Hello, John? Who is saying hello?
Anyway, so the answer is we don't know. Is that correct?
I don't know. Okay. Matt...
Point of order.
Yes. Did you send your motion, Kim?
A long time ago.
Okay.
Point of order.
Thank you.
Point of order.
What is your point of order?
Point of order. Evidence has to be provided in advance of any trial, especially in public or in closed session. Either way, it needs to be given to me in advance. I've asked
this
for
debate.
Three times.
Okay, yes.
This is a point of order, Brian.
Okay.
Point of procedure.
Yes. Can we please... Madam Secretary, call the roll on the question of the committee.
Okay, I'm going to read Kim Kaufman's motion that she emailed. Move to form a committee of five PMB members, unit director, or affiliates to determine if there is evidence to produce charges against a director. Alan, KPFT.
Alan says, Alan will pass.
Alan passes. Agueta, KPFK.
No.
Agueta votes no. Burden, WBAI.
I'm sorry, but I didn't hear you read the entire...
You got it in your email as well.
Just read it. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I will
form a committee.
I'll pass that until I...
Alan says yes, then.
Burden passes. Alan votes yes.
Thank you.
Jim Brown, WPFW.
I vote no.
Jim Brown votes no. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Cascade, KPFT.
No.
Cascade votes no. Coleman, WBAI.
Yes.
Coleman votes yes. Diaz, WPFW. Edward Steekert, KPFA.
No.
Edward Steekert votes no. Fuentes, KPFA. Kaufman, KPFK.
Yes.
Kaufman votes yes. Coburn passes. Lane Ewart, KFAI affiliate.
Yes.
Lane Ewart votes yes. Mark, KPFT.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina, KPFK. Norman, WPFW.
No.
Norman votes no. Rabin, WBQR affiliate. Ryder, KPFT.
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts, WBAI.
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker, WPFW.
No.
Tucker votes no. Wilkinson, KPFA.
No.
Wilkinson votes no. Burden, you pass.
Yes.
Burden votes yes. Diaz, WPFW.
Yeah, I vote no.
Diaz votes no. Fuentes, KPFA.
No.
Fuentes votes no. Coburn abstains. Medina. And Rabin? Okay, let me count. I have 8 yes, 10 no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Chair votes no. I have 11 yes. I'm sorry, 8 yes, 11 no, 1 abstention. This fails.
Okay, so is Brenda on the call? Brenda? Okay. Madam Secretary, can you read the motion? Brenda's motion. I don't know. Brenda, are you on mute? Okay. Madam Secretary, could you read the motion?
Move that Kim Kaufman be removed from her position as a director of Pacifica Foundation Radio for conduct of subverse to the best interests of the foundation on the following charge and specification.
Everybody mute. Brenda.
Okay. Point of order, please.
Yes, Carolyn.
Has any evidence been presented to support this story?
Okay, wait a minute, but we're not through. Did you finish reading it? I can't hear with you.
I did not finish reading it.
Thank you.
Should I start from the beginning so I can read through the whole thing at once? Or
okay. I heard it quick. Is that Brenda?
This is Robert. I just fell off the call and back on
thank
again.
Thank you, Robert.
Robert Levine, Radio VHS.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Starting from the beginning. Move that Kim Kaufman be removed from her position as a director of Pacifica Foundation Radio for conduct adverse to the best interests of the foundation on the following charge and specification. Charge, distributing confidential foundation records and information to non-members of the Pacifica National Board, PNB. Specification 1, Kaufman conspired to transmit confidential records to Tracy Rosenberg, a non-PNB member who frequently launches public attacks on the foundation based on purportedly confidential information. Rosenberg has since threatened to publish foundation check ledgers. Specification 2, Kaufman conspired to transmit confidential records to Summer Reese, a former employee of the foundation, who is currently an adverse party to the foundation in 2 separate legal proceedings. Specification 3, Kaufman discussed with both Reese and Rosenberg a confidential investigation of actions by a former employee, potentially breaching the employee's right to privacy and creating a cause of action against the foundation. Done.
Okay, thank you. Can someone read
point of order, please?
Yes.
These are statements, Carolyn, thank you. These are statements, but I don't have any evidence. Nobody has sent any material evidence that these statements are true. That's the problem here.
Mm-hmm.
We have charges, but we have no evidence.
None.
I think we do need some evidence.
This is debate.
This is a question. This is a query for clarification and evidence of what
point of order.
Yes. Okay.
Not
the next
debate at all.
Carolyn, it is debate, and next on the agenda is a response by Kim.
No, we have no evidence for her to respond to. I'd like to see what the evidence is.
Okay, Kim.
Please.
This is Kim.
George for the stack on the motion.
George, I need next on the agenda is Kim's response to the charges.
Yes, but this motion on the floor, and I would like to speak to it before Kim's motion.
Well, you get to speak next. It's the board members, the other board members. Kim, would you please respond?
I'm going to let George speak.
In your behalf? Okay, go ahead.
No, I move to postpone this to the executive session coming up in probably about 5 minutes, for just the reasons that Ryan said, as well as the reasons I felt, which was that this is really out of order to do in public, and is a really poor precedent and puts the foundation at risk.
Thank
so
you.
So the question is to postpone till the executive session. Any further discussion?
Point of order.
Okay.
Point of order?
Okay. Hold on. Just a moment. Did I hear Brenda trying to get on?
To do this in an executive session.
Did I hear you, Brenda?
Yeah, I'm back on.
Oh, okay. So we read the motion, and did you have anything else? Did you have that email, or did you want to deal with anything
else? Yeah. Could I read
yes,
it
please.
In that open?
Go ahead.
Her
10 minutes are not up.
Point of order, Brian.
And there's
Brian.
A point of order before Brian, which has not been addressed.
Brian?
Janet Coleman asked for a point of order. Could you address that, Madam Chair?
I think George's motion should be dismissed.
I have a point
of
order. Madam Chair, could you address the point of order?
She gave the floor to one person, and that person was me. And my point of order is that George...
Your point of order was out of order. It was a prior person asking to be recognized, and she was ignored by the chair. I'm asking the chair to recognize...
Madam Chair, who have you recognized for having the floor?
Okay, I recognize Brian.
I object.
My point of order is that... George has raised a question about whether the details that Brenda's about to get into are most properly dealt with in executive session. I think we should resolve that question by a vote before she goes any further. Otherwise, it becomes moot.
I agree. Okay.
Kim. Janet K., point of order.
I had
Janet
a point
K.
of
what?
Order.
Janet?
Yes, it is no more appropriate that we take...
She's the secretary.
That doesn't matter that she's the secretary.
Sorry,
I had a point of order on the floor.
Okay. Janet K.
Who is this to show that she's the secretary?
Janet
What's
K.
that?
Janet K., please speak.
I just wanted to know if this was seconded, the motion, George's motion to postpone.
Not yet, because everybody's talking at the same time.
Margie second.
Okay. Thank you. And now Janet C.
Yes, I wanted to say that even though George says it would be more appropriate in an executive session, I don't think it is appropriate in either section.
Okay.
Session?
This is
okay. Jen. Thank you.
This is out of order, these charges against a member without any charges.
Okay.
Evidence.
Well, we haven't given Brenda the opportunity to finish her 10-minute portion to read the rest. Okay?
You already called on me, Lydia, to speak.
Go ahead, Kim.
Well, that means that Brenda forfeits her time.
don't be ridiculous. Please, continue. Is that okay? Was that your, the sum of your comment? Okay. Thank
you. Well, wait a minute.
Janet Kay, point of order.
Okay.
What is the procedure now?
Right now, the procedure is that we're going to vote on the motion made by George Ryder about postponing to executive session. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Alan, KPFT.
Yes.
Alan says no.
Alan votes no. Agueta, KPFK. Burden, WBAI.
Okay.
Jim Brown, Burden passes. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown, WBAI.
No.
Steve Brown votes no. Kathnade, KPFT.
Yes.
Kathnade votes yes. Coleman, WBAI.
No.
Coleman votes no. Diaz, WPFW.
Aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Tiefert, KPFA.
Yes.
Edwards Tiefert votes yes. Fuentes, KPFA. Kaufman, KPFK.
No.
Kaufman votes no. Colvin, KPFA votes yes. Lane Ewart, KFAI affiliate.
I vote no for closing the door after the guests have been brought into the house.
Lane Ewart votes no. Mark, KPFT.
Mark votes no.
Mark votes no. Medina, KPFK.
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman, WPFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin, WBCR affiliate.
Yes.
Rabin votes yes. Ryder, KPFT.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts, WBAI.
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker, WPFW.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Rodrigo Guetta, KPFK.
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
Guetta votes yes. Burden, you passed?
No.
Burden votes no. Puentes, KPFA. Okay. Let me count one moment.
Madam Chair, you've got 3 minutes.
Thank you.
I have 13 yes, 7 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Razan votes yes, 14 yes, 7 no, 0 abstentions.
Okay, thank you.
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
I'd like a point of personal privilege.
Okay.
For the public, I engaged in an act of whistleblowing with the Attorney General's office, and I informed the full PMB that I did so. This is simply retaliation. I have informed the Attorney General I am being retaliated against for my whistleblowing. I have an attorney who has also reached out to the Attorney General regarding this retaliation. First of all, this procedure, as George pointed out, violates the bylaws, Robert's Rules of Order, and my rights. There's no evidence any confidential information was distributed or received. To conspire is a legal definition that is an agreement between two or more persons to commit a crime at some time in the future. Federal statutes and many state statutes require not only agreement and intent, but also the commission of an overt act in furtherance of the agreement. There's no evidence any of this occurred, and it did not. There is no such thing as a check ledger. There is a general ledger and a check register, neither of which is confidential. These represent an accounting of how the public's money is spent. Payroll, which may be considered confidential, does not appear in the general ledger, as specific employees pay, have a, employs a payroll firm to handle that. This is the public's money, and we have an obligation to inform the public where their money is going. Nevertheless, for the public record, the board members who signed their names to this baseless, slanderous and libelous allegations are Margie Wilson, the present board chair and interim executive director, Brenda Medina, the assistant secretary, and Lydia Brazan, the vice chair and chair-elect. Again, I engaged in an act of whistleblowing with the Attorney General's office, and this is simply retaliation.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And further, from the Attorney General's website, the answer to the question of what can be expected when a complaint to the Attorney General is submitted, all complaints about charities are reviewed by the audit staff of the Attorney General's Charitable Trust Section. An investigation is conducted in these cases where there is reliable evidence of a diversion of assets, gross management, mismanagement, resulting in a significant financial loss to the charity. If these improper actions have resulted in a loss of charitable assets, the Attorney General may sue the directors to recover from them the missing funds. The funds recovered by the Attorney General are returned to the charity.
Stop whistling, people. This is true. That is so true, so everyone should really remember that section. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you so much, and we'll reconvene in the executive session. Thank you. So this session, the open session, is adjourned. We're going to reconvene in executive session. Thank you.
Just another shameful episode of the National Board squandering their responsibility.